This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1487, how to talk about important moments in history in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What are the big moments in history that you will remember? Today, learn how to talk about these important times in English with seven key English phrases.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Excited to be on the mic with you.
Yes, me too. Today we're going to get into something really, really interesting. I'm excited to talk about it. So it has to do with history and important moments. And so we're going to get into all of that today, guys. I mean, Lindsay, are there any, if I were to ask you the question, something like, oh, what are some days that are important in history or maybe your personal history? We'll talk more about it. But is there anything that you can think of off the top of your head?
Yeah, you know, I just had this conversation with some friends of different generations. I can't remember where I was, but we were talking about what were the moments. For me in my lifetime, I think 9/11 is definitely the most key moment that I remember because I was a sophomore in college and I remember walking into the student center and seeing what was happening on the screens, on the TV. 9/11 and also 2008 because I lived in New York and just seeing people walk around with boxes out of their office, that kind of thing was pretty momentous, I would say.
Wow.
So those two moments are pretty key in my lifetime. What about you, Michelle?
I mean, I would say the biggest one is 9/11 as well. Of course, that's what I think of first. I remember exactly where I was and what I did after. And because I, you know, was in the DC area. So we actually heard a lot of helicopters and things like that. So, and my dad had to leave Washington, DC to, you know, where he was working, like in case something happened. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely the biggest day I can think of. But, you know, do you ever like, do you ever wonder what parts of history books will be devoted to the days that we live in, like currently, like, or even in the past? Like, you think of a history book and sometimes something gets chapters, sometimes things get a paragraph. And so I think about what we've lived through and what we're living in now. And, you know, you always think how much, like, something may seem really, really significant now.
Right.
But then I wonder if in 30 years from now or 40 years when they write it in the books, if it will be as significant compared to other things.
Yeah, it's a good question, Michelle. I mean, it's hard to kind of parse it out now because the way that the
revenue models are with the news now is that they, you know, they write these crazy headlines to get more eyes, to get more ads. And we don't really know what is eventually going to be the big fault lines or the big moments that change the world. I mean, right now, I feel like 2020 is going to go down in the history books no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
but which parts of it, right? I'm sure the pandemic, just like the pandemic of, what was it, 1908, right? 100 years ago, right? So these big 100-year pandemics will certainly go down the history books. But the other things, I don't know. It's a really interesting question.
But with the other pandemic 100 years ago, like before we hit this pandemic, I don't know that that was like a huge thing that I studied in history. So it's interesting. You wonder, I mean, I hope that this gets resolved and eventually it's not as big, you know, because right now it seems like it's going to be the whole book.
Yeah.
And you wonder, and you do wonder about like where Trump will be, you know, like how big of a deal he'll be, you know, like now everything is so intense and extreme and you wonder how things will play out in history. So an interesting thought.
Yeah, good question. I mean, it really depends, guys. Full disclosure, we are recording this before the election. So I think honestly, a lot of it depends on what happens in the election. If we vote him out, I think it'll be considered hopefully just a hiccup in American history. I am stating my political views here. Yeah. And it's okay if you guys don't believe the same thing. But I think we'll consider it kind of like where we just lost our way for 4 years. But if he gets reelected, I think that's going to become a very different story. And I think we might be in a lot of trouble as a country and a world. I just had to say what I think. But I do want to say, have a quick pop culture recommendation for our listeners. Guys, right now I'm watching this series called First Ladies. Have you seen that on TV, Michelle?
You know what? That's really funny. Yes, I watched the Michelle Obama one and then I went to my parents and it's on Sunday nights.
Yes.
And I love Michelle Obama. So I watched that one. And then since Dan has been at home, actually, since I've been away, somehow he keeps on watching the First Ladies and he'll text me things like, oh, like, did you know this about Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yeah. So we just watched.
It's very good.
Yeah. We watched last night. We finished the one on Nancy Reagan and very interesting the influence she had on her husband. And also, guys, check it out because there's a lot going on there. Right. Yes. The position that first ladies are in being married to the American president, they do have a lot of influence and it depends on the time. But it gives you a really interesting window into American history and world history. So check it out.
I'm glad to hear that you were watching that too, because I always wonder if I'm the only one that watches like those Sunday night CNN specials.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's been cold. We've been inside with the pandemic. Yeah. So.
But the Michelle Obama was awesome. Oh, so anyway. Yes, I recommend it too. So guys, before we haven't even gotten to the listener question, we're having such a deep conversation.
Let's
go for it. But guys, before we talk more about this, a way to learn more about American culture is through our Connected Communicator course, because Lindsay went all over the U.S. and there is so much to learn. It's a fluency course. You're going to improve your fluency with a complete study plan and you are going to learn a ton about American culture. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, in a sense, it's 12,000 miles of English learning.
Yes.
Right. Because literally I got in a car in 2016 and drove around the U.S., interviewed native speakers. We put it into a study plan for you guys to help you work on real vocabulary, native fluency, listening skills. It's all in your study plan. So go to allearsenglish.com/connection to join that course. It's super cool. Super cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I can't believe that was that long ago.
I know. I can't either.
It's wild.
Oh my gosh.
So, Lindsay, let's get into the question. I don't believe that I have this listener's name, and I'm so sorry for that. But could you read the question for us, Lindsay?
In today's episode, we're talking about big moments in history and how to talk about them. But in our fluency course, you learn about American history and culture as you go on a road trip by video lesson around the U.S. Learn more at allearsenglish.com/connection.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So this listener says good evening, or he just says evening, which I think is really interesting, which you can say that, by the way. So good evening, lovely ones. I have a question that I need a quick answer to, please. Is there any idiom or expression for when you describe a certain day of glory in history that should be written down and recorded in gold water? Something similar to that expression, because we have that in Arabic. We say it should be written between lines in gold water. Interesting.
It's kind of a beautiful way to say it, actually.
Yeah, like, it's very interesting.
I love it. It's like, I'm just have this image in my head, and it's such a beautiful expression.
For sure, for sure. So, I mean, do we, Michelle? Like, yeah.
I thought a lot about this, and it's possible that there is something, but I can't think of something that's exactly like that. I'm not quite sure if I'm curious more about this expression. Maybe you can write back to us. I don't know if it's really just about good days or bad days or days in history overall, or could it be used about your personal history? So I'd be curious to hear about that. So anybody else who knows this expression, let us know. So I thought and I thought and I had a hard time thinking of an equivalent phrase in English. And I certainly can't think of one that sounds as beautiful, but there are some things that we could say, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. We may be missing one here, but we'll do a follow-up if we think of another. You could certainly say, just making your own sentence, this is a significant day or a significant day in history, right? A milestone. Now, milestone, I feel like, is a bit more in terms of like your personal life, your goals, right?
Right. That's more personal. I don't think that I would use that about like a certain country's history or something like that. I would use that about my personal history.
Yeah. I guess you could say like this is a milestone in U.S. history, but it's better used and more effective if you're talking about like maybe your exercise routine, or even when we build the app, right? We'll have milestones for development in the iOS world or in the coding world. They'll break down the project into milestones. So it's used in a more practical way, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Or definitely with children. They talk about hitting certain milestones. At this age would be appropriate for that child, you know, what at this age. So that's another way that it's used. So another thing you could say is this is more personal, but also it could be used like, for example, talking about 9/11. So you could say a moment or a day or a year or a something I'll never forget.
Yes, that is good. Or you could say this day will go down in the history books, right? We knew, you know, in the beginning of all these moments, other moments, I mean, when Kennedy was shot, right? If you watch the one on Jackie O, right? Jackie Kennedy, that's covered in there.
She was so young. I didn't realize how young she
was. Like 31 when she was in the White House as first lady. I know. I think Kennedy was 10 years older than her or something, but very young. So when Kennedy was shot, a big moment, so many big moments that have gone down in the history books.
Yeah, for sure. Or you could say something is history making or making history. You could switch it around.
Or a history making moment, you could say. Or I like the word momentous. Momentous.
Oh, yes. What is momentous?
So I'm looking in the dictionary right now. It says of a decision, an event, or a change of great importance or significance, especially in its bearing on the future, right? So certain words kind of point to how we're going to look at it in the future. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So guys, these are, you know, maybe not as eloquent as the Arabic expression, but you could definitely use those in a practical way. And if we think of others, we will let you know. But, you know, use these when you're talking about history, whether it's your personal history or, you know, or a whole country's history or the world history. I mean, Lindsay, do you have any, we talked about, you know, history and general history, but do you have like any moments in your life that you feel like you'll never forget?
Oh my gosh, so many. You mean like personal life moments or public, like in terms of world history or American history?
I guess both. I guess, yeah. You know, because it's funny because the world history becomes mm-hmm. your personal history, whatever your yeah. relation to it was.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I think I guess I come back to honestly like the big events, right? I mean, maybe I kind of remember Y2K kind of like,
yes.
And I remember being, it was 1999, of course.
Yes.
And I was a senior in high school and we were at a house party. Mm-hmm. Typical high school stuff. And it was just, it was like 20 of us at a house party and we were not sure what was going to happen when the clock struck midnight. That's kind of a fun one. We didn't know if the clocks were going to become a mess and go wrong and all that stuff. So I'd say that's a moment I won't forget.
Yeah, I remember with that. I was also at a family friend house party. Mm-hmm. Like we have a whole bunch of families who are very close. So everybody was there. And I remember standing in front of the TV and I remember with all the Y2K stuff, I was like, oh no, I wasn't worried at all. I didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. And then as the clock was going down, 10, 9, 8,
you panicked.
All of a sudden, and I was like, oh my God, I just got this. Well, what if something happens? And that was, I still remember that feeling and I can't believe that was.
That's interesting.
Oh, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Oh man, we could do another episode, Michelle. This would be an interesting one on the whole survivalist movement, right? The mm-hmm. survivalists in the U.S. We have people that will stockpile food.
Yes.
That's really interesting. I'm sure those people exist all over the world too, but we could look into that for sure.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. What else, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, guys, this is just, I don't know. I'm thinking of, you know, here's where I would use milestone, right? For my first, you know, for my personal history, you know, like, so my milestones would be moving to New York, a significant day, you know, then there are, of course, those moments there are those moments where, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in just a recent episode, you know, how everything can change based on, you know, your decisions. Sometimes it's big decisions you've made and sometimes it's very little things. Like I remember with moving to New York, I wanted to try living in New York and I happened to put up a thing on Facebook that said, does anybody know of anybody looking for a roommate? And this guy that I did this fellowship with who I'd become friendly with, but I wasn't in touch with him that frequently. He happened to know of an opening in this like group dorm. And it's just like there are those moments where you're not sure if it would have changed the course of your path. And then there are those moments where you're like, that was a clear moment where something would have been completely different if that didn't happen.
Oh, for sure. It's fascinating. Oh, there's so many moments. If you go back, it can be a little scary if you think about it.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Yes. Yeah. I love thinking about that stuff. And also I hate thinking about it.
It scares me. Yeah.
But exactly. So these are some expressions that you could use. Definitely, again, to learn more about American culture, work on your fluency, head all over to our Connected Communicator course. That's at allearsenglish.com/connection.
Yes, guys, go and check it out. It is so unique. Honestly, you cannot find anything like this on the internet. There's a lot of people teaching English online, but no one has driven across the U.S. and interviewed native speakers in the way that we have. We're a little crazy over here at All Ears English.
Crazy in a great way.
A little crazy. All right, Michelle, what should we leave our listeners with here?
Okay, guys. So yeah, we gave you some useful phrases. We gave you our thoughts on history. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about our personal lives and how they relate to moments in history.
Yes.
And gave you a little bit of a cultural perspective. So think to yourself, what is an important moment to you in your history, in your country's history? Let us know in on the blog.
Yeah, I mean, this could also be, come back to the blog, guys. Today's episode is number 1487. Okay. This could also be a really cool one to talk about on Instagram too, Michelle, I bet. Maybe make a video on it or something.
Definitely. That would be great.
Really cool. So guys, check out our Instagram channel. If you're not over there, look for All Ears English and look for the yellow. Okay. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
A A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.